The next up is agenda item 8. That's PR 2025-020022, minor plat 2025-00024. It's a request for preliminary and final plat submitted by CSI Cartesian Surveys, Inc. Ryan Mulhall as agent for ELSA Signs, who requests the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of lots tracts 55 and 56, Mitchell's JC First Edition, zoned R1A, located at 229 Catherine Avenue Southeast, between Catherine Avenue Southeast near John Street Southeast, and containing approximately 0.107 acres. Mr. Mulhall, are you presenting today?
Yes, good morning again. This is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys, Inc.
Thank you, sir. And please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do swear.
Thank you. Go ahead.
So similar to the previous lot consolidation plat that we presented earlier today, we're looking to create one lot from two existing lots. We are requesting determination from the existing sidewalk width. And we are also requesting a determination to allow the 10-foot public alleyway to the north of us to remain as well as is. And so with that, we await comment. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's see if there's any member of the public who would like to speak on this item. This is agenda item 8. It's PR 2025-020022, minor plat 2025-00024. Please raise your hand if you'd like to provide public comment. Let's see. I'm scrolling through the participants. I don't see any hands raised. Again, please raise your hand to provide public comment on agenda item 8. Last call for public comment on agenda item 8. Okay, having heard no public comment, we'll go ahead and proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority. Mr. David Gutierrez, are you there, sir? Let's see, I see Robert Kane with a hand raised.
I am here. Bob is, so I'm coordinating with him because I have to leave after this case. So I'll come in on this one, and Bob can take over for me after this.
Thank you, Mr. Gutierrez. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
The Water Authority has no objections on this one. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next up is Hydrology. Mr. Tiquan Chen, are you there, sir? Mr. Chen, would you please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you. That takes us to transportation. Mr. Ernest Armijo, please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Transportation finds the justifications for sidewalk and alley determinations acceptable. We have no objections.
Thank you, sir. Next up is code enforcement. Is that Mr. Palmer? Or somebody else?
This is Anthony Montoya.
Thank you, Ms. Montoya. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Code has no comments and no objections.
Thank you. That takes us to Parks and Recreation. Ms. Hannah Alec, please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Parks and Recreation has no objections to this request. Thank you.
Thank you. And next up is the planning department comments. Is that Marcelo Ibarra?
Yes, please raise your hand, officer.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Just have one main comment on this one. Planning staff have deferred both requests, the sidewalk width along Catherine Avenue and the proposal to keep the alleyway as is to transportation department. As you've heard just previously, they've reviewed these requests. They have no objection to the proposal. So aside from that, I just have a few conditions. One being that the prior to final sign off of the plat, the AG's office must approve the DXF file and proof of approval must be submitted or provided to us. The date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the final plat. And finally, the application number must be added to the plat. And that is the end of my comments, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Thank you, sir. Would you please put those proposed conditions into the chat? I really appreciate it.
Yes.
And also, so this one, we also have some determinations. Is that right? Could someone please add that proposed language? Let's go to Mr. Mulhall. Did you have any questions or final comments, sir?
No, this is Ryan with Cartesian. The only thing I wanted to point out is that we are dedicating a little bit of right of way to fit that existing sidewalk into the public right of way. So we're dedicating about 1.6 feet. So I just wanted to point that out while we're kind of waiting the comments there. Thank you.
Thank you. And the determination, I see the determination language there on the plat. Thank you for adding those. Bear with me one second. Right. Having heard the testimony today and reviewed the evidence, ready to rule on agenda item 8, which is PR 2025-020022, minor plat 2025-00024. Hereby approve said item with stated project and application numbers, noting the determinations that were approved both as to the alleyway and the existing sidewalk on Catherine. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. First, prior to final sign-off of the plat, the AGIS office must approve the DXF file, and proof of that approval must be provided. Next, the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the final plat. And finally, the application number must be added to the plat. Thank you, everybody. That concludes agenda item 8.